some sad news.
Oh, no.
Oh, you got the...
busy, but so good.
No,
what?
Not that.
You want to listen to racing?
Whenever you're ready.
Come with me.
Oh.
And you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see into your imagination.
The great Gene Wilder died yesterday at the age of 83. His family says he died from complications from Alzheimer's disease. Oh. He, of course, still starred in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, the original version of The Producers, a bunch of movies with Richard Pryor, Silver Streak, and all those things. And was nominated for an Oscar in 1969. He was also nominated as a screenwriter for Young Frankenstein in 75 and won an Emmy in 2003 for his guest spot on Will and Grace.
I'm glad he died. And let me tell you why. Aww. Because I believe that Gene Wilder was completely in love with Gilda Radner, and I think that when she died, he had not been happy since then.
He was married, though. He was married, and it's like everybody was saying that about, oh, he's back with Gilda and this and that and everything. His wife has to be like, I spent like 40 years with him. I got nothing. He's in love with Gilda the whole time.
But you know who else? Everybody. Is that him right there? He looks like Larry David.
Yeah, he you know, he was 83, so
is that his
he was
wife?
Getting old and looking rough and stuff. But
is that his wife right there?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, Steve Austin, that looks like his mother.
Yeah.
Look at him. That looks like his mother.
He's famous, though.
She looks way younger than him.
Look at that face. Looks like a bulldog. Oh, I don't like it. No, here's the thing. Let me put up a closer picture of him, Carmen. I want to see that. He looks just like Larry David.
Oh, boy.
I believe that the same way Paul McCartney's been married a couple of times, but I believe Linda McCartney is his true love. And I think when he dies, that's when he'll be happiest.
He was married to
some
Mary,
old lady.
Mary Mercier,
bulldog lady,
in 1960, then to Mary Schultz in 67, then Gilda Radner in 84, then Karen Boyer in 91, and that's the one that he was married
to.
From 91 to 2016.
Which
Karen
one?
Karen Boyer.
Karen Boyer.
B-O-Y-E-R.
By the way, he does not have a history with good-looking women, because Gilda Radner was ugly as hell.
What's her name again? One more time.
Karen Boyer.
Jesus Christ, she would be the worst secretary. If I was Don Draper, I'd be yelling at you every day. They're going to just show...
There you go, right there in the middle. Oh, lower.
Oh, man.
Carmen, go to the one that is at the bottom of the page there that's red, kind of. Right down there. Yeah, there you go.
Gross.
Yeah. Aw.
She looks a little bit like girls.
Yeah, like Ray. Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah.
You're a celebrity. You don't marry Mrs. Garrett unless you're Mr. Garrett. I don't like it.
Maybe he really liked her, you know? Really
yeah, guys, there's more, than, yeah, there's more to a woman than just looks.
Believe
not
me,
much more.
He faked Alzheimer's so he could pretend he didn't know she was.
Oh, man.
Are you saying this was suicide?
No.
I don't know.
Probably died of old age complications, but she walked in the room and he was like, I don't know you.
Yeah, she was like initiating sex and he's like, you're not my wife.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Why did you get in my room? You're not an Oompa Loompa.
Speaking of deaths.
No, wait, can I just tell you that... Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory may be the scariest movie ever.
Scary?
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah,
really?
I thought I was the only one that was scared of that movie.
Think about this. It was made in the 60s,
right.
Okay? Willy Wonka had no compassion whatsoever. He was just a weirdo.
Yeah.
And, I mean, don't get me wrong. He played it great.
Right.
But he didn't... He looked like somebody that would not even molest the kids. Like he wanted to kill those kids.
He wanted to eat them. Because he would just stare with that weird stare and the singing. And
when Augustus Gloop got caught into the tube, he was like, oh, well. There's a dead fat kid. He's drowning in your chocolate.
Did they all die? Because don't they all?
No, they all come back. Right, but then the other kid's purple and he's like, choo-choo-choo.
By the way, totally still serving that chocolate. Didn't like stop that batch or anything.
Right.
No,
like, I don't care.
Yeah, with gloop in it.
Extra flavoring.
And then and Mike TV, you know, he wanted to put that kid through
absolutely
the wall.
The train ride, that is a scary. Yeah. When they're in that boat, that is a scary thing. And I'm like,
flashing
four
lights.
Five.
Yeah.
That terrified me.
The old man from Chico and the Man was like, I don't want to be on this ride anymore.
You guys,
I'm telling you.
Are missing, that's the whole thing about him. That's why he puts that kid through all that to see who is worthy of getting all of his work. That's why he put
him
through the. Wasn't scary. He did it on purpose. He was compassionate.
No, but he was.
No,
he's torturing the child. It's like Easter. You hide stuff from kids and then go, oh, this is fun. Now you have to go
the
find
the
candy.
The things in life involve pain
and
trials and tribulations.
And then explain the Oompa Loompas to me.
Oh, those are just his minions that I think he made
slaves,
one and was
slaves?
Like,
hold on, I'll explain the Oompa Loompas to you. if you're rich enough, you have midgets work for you.
For that's free, though.
Yeah.
For chocolate.
That's what midgets work for.
Yeah, but we also just fed slaves, and that was supposed to be okay.
Having seen the movie, I know that the Oompa Loompas were loyal to him because he saved them from, I want to say, it was like, look it up, Carmen. It was like Anishinaabe Knish, who was a monster who would come out and eat them. And he saved them from being eaten by the monster.
Oh.
Not with the chocolate. There was literally a dragon-type monster that would swoop down and eat the Oompa Loompas, and he saved their... Without him, there'd be the end of the bloodline. So they're loyal to him, and I believe that they're on payroll. I don't think that they're slaves. Yeah, they're allowed to leave when they want to.
Yeah,
if one of them wakes up one day and says, I'm thinking about checking out Hershey's, he's allowed to.
Where have you ever seen another Oompa Loompa outside of Wonka's factory?
Why would they leave?
Right.
They've got everything they want to, plus protection from Nisha's
community. So
what he does, yeah, but what he does is he pays them, but then he houses them in a facility where he probably charges them to use all of those things, so he's actually just getting them to work
Genius.
For free.
I'm not even saying this to be funny. I'm just saying in my mind all these years, Gene Wilder gets naked, but just wears the hat, the top hat, and the Oompa Loompas come and rub his body. Not sexually necessarily, maybe like a massage.
Mm.
And then he sings to them, rub my little body.
Yeah, I don't know. Tiny little hands get in there.
Yeah, use your little fist now. I like
so much in that spot.
Yeah, please don't do that.
And I thought Johnny Depp did a good, also weird job, but not as weird as Gene Wilder.
Yeah, and Gene Wilder didn't need the fake teeth and all the different stuff and everything. He was just a good actor.
Because he was weird enough looking on his own.
He's a good actor.
Charlie walks into that office and everything is cut in half.
Man.
It's just, you're as a child, I'm like, what is wrong with this?
Crazy.
Just combing his hair.
Best thing about Gene Wilder is the slow boil, where he would start with talking normal and then yell, I told you not to interrupt me when I'm working.
Yeah.
Just that crazy at the end is so great.
I thought he was like a Pied Piper with the Oompa Loompas, that he would sing and then they would just follow him.
Carmen, can you look it up?
What the deal was is Oompa Loompas, they're not human. They're the little midget things. They survive on candy. No, they survive on candy and they're addicted to sugar.
Are they
they're not going to leave. They're like, this is where all the sugar, the little good stuff.
You hit them in the top of the head and they just
turn into coins.
Gold.
Yeah.
I'm Googling where did Oompa Loompas come from.
They poop in the backyard like a dog.
Yeah.
They were being preyed upon by the wicked Wangledoodles, Horn Swogglers, and Snozwangers.
Yes.
Who lived in the region of Loompaland.
Who's Anishinaabe Knish? Why do I know that name?
I know that name too.
I was a wrestler.
So they came.
There was a Jew that lived in my block. Is it Knish?
Oompa Loompas come from Loompa Land, which is a region of Loompa, a small isolated island in the Atlantic Ocean.
By Kuala Lumpur.
The Oompa Loompas would end up being preyed upon by the wicked Wangledoodles, Horn Swogglers, and Snozwanglers, which also lived there. Willy Wonka ended up inviting them back to work at the factory and get away from their natural predators.
Yeah, none about Anishinaabe Knish.
Yeah, invited them back to work at the factory.
He's saying,
yeah, but what was the other option?
Stay there.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you do, Rob? Do you live outside?
No. No.
What do you do? You come here and you work so you have money so you can have a house.
I don't think he works.
To protect yourself.
I don't think he gets money, though. I don't think he pays him. There's nothing about compensation. Where's his tax returns? Show us your tax returns,
Gene Wilder. No, I'm telling you right now.
Even if they got food and board, it's better than living out there where monsters are looking at you.
Getting eaten,
So?
I don't mind being an indentured servant. I do it every day.
That's right, Spanish.
Yeah.
And I don't feed you either.
No, I get food on my own.
But you do have to give me the massage with your little hands.
I wish.
Why, Carmen?
Someone just called and said that Willy Wonka is based off the seven deadly sins.
Really?
Shut up. Don't try to make Willy Wonka a serious thing to me. Not you. Not you. I'm not you.
Just repeating.
Don't try to make it a real thing. Okay, it's a dumb kids movie where they get to eat mushroom candies and, and swim in chocolate lakes.
If you start Wizard of Oz with Pink Floyd album and the lion roar, shut up, stoner. In other death news, I don't know if anybody watches this in the room, but I'm sure other people do. Ice Road Truckers, do you watch that?
It's Vermicious Canids. Not Anishinaabe Knish.
Who is that?
Vermicious Canids are fictional species of amorphous aliens that invade the space hotel. Is that right? I don't know either.
It seemed like an Oompa Loompa.
Shut up. Thing. Yes, it is. List of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory characters. Willy Wonka, Charlie Bucket, Grandpa Joe, Augustus Gloop, Violet Beauregard, Veruca Salt.
By the way, Grandpa Joe's running phone TV right now.
My TV. Arthur Slugworth, Mr. Turkentine, Prince Pondicherry, Oompa Loompas, and Vermicious Canids are fictional species. They are also mentioned in the 1971 film Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but here they are mentioned as only as predators of the Oompa Loompas. Thank you. Vermicious Canids. Thank you, Galvin. Sorry, back to news now.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.